Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Hate crimes reported in the news are terrible, of course, but they're not inevitable, as we've been seeing on Morning Prayer this week. The entirely natural inclination to good can overcome any pull to do what's wrong. In fact, the apparent attraction of condemning others and hurting them can be totally diffused. We can see that no one is cursed and that no one deserves to be cursed. The basis for all this is the very first chapter of Genesis in the Bible. There it's said that man, which is used as a generic term, is made in God's image and likeness. In other words, to think and act the way God does. And all of creation, including man, is described as very good. That really doesn't leave room for bad stuff, does it? The second chapter of Genesis presents an alternate view of creation, one that isn't described as very good. And things go wrong pretty quickly. People submit to evil's temptation. But while people portrayed throughout the Bible certainly illustrate the ups and downs of human life, the overarching theme of the Bible is the victory of good over evil, the reality of good overcoming the appearance of evil. The inclination for everyone to know and do what's good is real and natural, and it has the power to diffuse any evil. May we all acknowledge everyone as God's image and likeness, never cursed or mired in evil, and see that power of good everywhere. Amen.